It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
What's going on, nooffseason.com fam? Happy Tuesday, April 30th. I am Paul Hickey. Welcome to our weekly football card market update, coming to you every Tuesday here on the Sports Card Strategy feed on the nooffseason.com sports card network. Brought to you, of course, by nooffseason.com, the number one place to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com. Last week, we had the NFL draft, a highly anticipated event here at the nooffseason.com sports card network. And we have some card data to report to you from the NFL draft. Let's take a look at Drake May, Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, JJ McCarthy, Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., Brock Bowers, all of their card data. How did they fare? What is their market update? Over the last 7 days, who has sold the most cards? Drake May, 225 sales in the last 7 days of his 2023 Bowman Chrome University 200 first prospect raw. That is up 53.7%. Average sale price, $5.20. Caleb Williams, his 2022 Bowman Chrome University number 50 first prospects raw, sold 175 times over the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $5.13. That's down 18.5%. Marvin Harrison Jr. supposedly won't sign his NFLPA name, image, and likeness deal. His 2023 Bowman Chrome University number 100 first prospects raw sold 115 times over the last 7 days. Average sale price, $5.64. Last sale yesterday, $4.79. That's up 3.8%. Malik Nabers, sixth overall pick to the New York Giants, 2023 Bowman Chrome U number 74 first prospect raw, sold 75 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $2.86. And Drake May's 2023 Bowman Chrome University 200 first prospects in PSA 10 sold 60 times for an average sale price of $50.73. All right, now let's go over to projected 2025 top NFL draft picks, looking at quarterbacks Shedeur Sanders, Carson Beck, Drew Aller, Quinn Ewers, and Travis Hunter, the cornerback wide receiver Heisman Trophy candidate out of Colorado. Let's take a look at their market, because I think it's wise to do so a year in advance of when they may be NFL draft picks. Shedeur Sanders is our top sales volume leader with 24 sales in the last 7 days of his 2023 Bowman Chrome U number 16 prospects raw. Average sale price, $2.86. That's actually down $2.20, which translates to a whopping 42.3%. Carson Beck's 2023 Bowman Chrome University number 44 prospect auto, his first raw, sold 10 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $90.75. But the last sale yesterday, only $76. Travis Hunter's 2023 Bowman Chrome University number 36 first prospects raw, sold 10 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $2.31. That's down $2.40, or 59%. But here's Quinn Ewers. Keep an eye on this card. His 2023 Prism draft pick, Saturday Star Signatures. It's a rated rookie. That card raw sold 5 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price raw of $133. Last sale 2 days ago, $150. People already anticipating Quinn Ewers card prices going up. That's up 16.5%. And Shedeur Sanders, 2023 Bowman Chrome University number 16 first prospects in PSA 10, sold 4 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $31.14. Last sale yesterday, $35, a price change of $8.22, or 0.7%. And Hunter's 2023 Bowman Chrome University Prospects Refractor First Raw sold four times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of just under $10. Last sale, $7.75 yesterday, April 29th. That's up 75 cents or 10.7%. Now over to the pros. Top card sales volume in the last 7 days. All cards, raw or graded, rookie cards only in the pro card market. CJ Stroud's 2023 Prism 339 base raw sold 154 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $24.60. That is about even. It's down 0.7%. It's only down 16 cents. So it's holding pretty steady. Anthony Richardson's 2023 Prism 343 base raw sold 100 times, catching up on Stroud over the last 7 days, but only selling for about a third of what Stroud sells for, an average sale price of $7.95. Last sale yesterday, though, for $10.16, must have been in better condition, possibly gemmable. That's up $1.52 or 17.6%. CJ Stroud's Prism PSA 9 is a pop 34.91. That sucker sold 69 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price $33.46. The PSA 10 of that card is a pop 31.39. That's what everybody wants. Sold 68 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price $121. Holding steady right around there. Bryce Young's 2023 Prism base raw, 54 sales over the last 7 days. Average sale price $3.73. Last sale yesterday, $2.68. That's actually down $3 or 52.9%. How about Will Levis? Last year's second round pick QB at the top of the second round by the Tennessee Titans. 48 sales of his base Prism in the last 7 days. Average sale price $3.48. Last sale yesterday, $5.14. That's up 414%. That's just $4.14, though. Puka Nacua's 2023 Prism base raw sold 39 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $4.59. That's up from $3.99. That's actually up 41.4%. Young's 2023 Prism silver 311 raw sold 38 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price $71.39. Last sale yesterday, $67.33. Okay, let's take a look at graded only rookie cards across the football card market. This could be any grade, any grading company. We already talked about CJ Stroud's 2023 Prism 339 base in PSA 9 and in PSA 10. Next, Stroud's 2023 Donruss 339 base in PSA 10. Sold 51 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price $61.39. Last sale yesterday, $65.89. That's up 8.6% or $5.22. The PSA 9 of that card sold 40 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of only $23.80. Deshaun Watson's 2017 Prism Silver PSA 10 is a pop 26.34. Can you believe that sold 29 times in the last 7 days? The market possibly reacting to the Browns offseason moves. Average sale price, $105. Last sale, $103 a couple of days ago. That's down $21.96, down 17.6%. Do we run that through our formula at nooffseason.com to see if the formula says that there's a high ROI on Deshaun Watson's 2017 Prism Silver PSA 10? Of course, all base Prism rookies in 2017 were all silvers back then, in case you did not know. AR's 2023 Prism base PSA 10 is a pop 999. We talked about that card last week. Still hasn't gotten to the 1000 mark, probably will very soon. 26 sales over the last 7 days. Average sale price $66.19. Last sale yesterday, $63.53. Brock Purdy's 2022 Prism base PSA 10 pop 35-35. I think this is going to be one of the hottest cards come July, August, and September. 18 sales of that over the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $125. Above the average sale price over the last 7 days of $117. So that's up 11.3%. Okay, let's go over to the top PSA 10s. We already talked about Stroud in terms of his Prism PSA 10 and his Donruss PSA 10. We talked about Watson's Prism Silver. We talked about AR's Prism Base PSA 10, Purdy's PSA 10. Now let's go to the next group. Stroud's 2023 Prism Fireworks in PSA 10 sold 15 times over the last 7 days. Average sale price, $39.62. Last sale yesterday, $46, up 30%. Stroud's Prism Laser 339. I like this card too in PSA 10. Pop $7.97, sold 15 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $323. The Prism Silver Stroud that everybody wants in PSA 10, sold 14 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $835. Last sale, though, yesterday dipped down a bit, $785. Could that be a card we run through the formula? That now has a price fall of $125, down 13.7%. Okay, let's take a look at the top card sales in the football card market over the last 7 days, just simply by price. These are the big boys. Patrick Mahomes, 2017 NT RPA out of 99 in PSA 9 is a pop six. That sold yesterday, Monday, April 29th for $50,000, 5-0, $50,000. Will Levis's 2023 Absolute Kaboom Vertical Green 1-of-1 Raw sold yesterday for $13,500. Mahomes's Flawless RPA Sapphire out of 10, excuse me, not an RPA, just a rookie autograph out of Flawless Sapphire, serial numbered out of 10. Sold a couple of days ago for $11,100. Brock Purdy's 2022 Chronicles PB8 Prism Black Gold Vinyl out of 5. Graded in a PSA 10. That's a ballsy move. Pop 2 sold on April 25th for $8,540. Mahomes, a lot of big Mahomes sales this past week. His 2017 Contenders Optic Rookie Ticket Auto Red out of 75. Sold in a BGS 8.5 for $8,310. And then a couple of goats. Peyton Manning, 1998 SP Authentic number 14 Future Watch out of 2000, not an auto, just serial numbered out of 2000 in PSA 10 is only a pop 95. That sold for $8,210 a few days ago on April 27th. And John Elway's 1984 Topps base rookie card, a classic in PSA 10, is only a pop 188. That sold on April 25th for $6,800. And how about Shannon Sharp? I love it. Shannon Sharp's 1997 PMG green out of 15 out of Metal Universe, precious metal gem green out of 15 in PSA 7. It's a pop 3. It sold on April 23rd for $6,570. What a cool card sale that is. All right, now let's go over to the top card sales in the last 7 days with five or more sales by sales price. So showing a little bit more liquidity, Tom Brady's 2000 Bowman Chrome 236 base in a PSA 9 is a pop 2375, sold 5 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday for $1,900. Patrick Mahomes, 2017 Optic 177 base in PSA 10 is a pop 4356, sold 10 times in the last 7 days. Last sale a couple of days ago, April 28th for $1,050. That's up $24.34 from its previous sale. We talked about CJ Stroud's 2023 Prism Silver in PSA 10, a hot card, down 13.7%, but still sold yesterday for $785. And it sold 14 times yesterday for an average of around $785. Stroud's Prism Silver Rookie Variation 302 in PSA 10 is a pop 217. 6 sales of that card in the last 7 days. Last sale 2 days ago for $753. Pretty comparable, though, to the base silver is the silver variation. Anthony Richardson's 2023 Donruss Downtown Super Short Print Raw sold 6 times in the last 7 days. Hot card. $718 yesterday is the last sale. All right, now let's go into our top risers. But in order to be in this category, it's got to be graded only. Does not have to be a rookie card, but it does have to be from 2012 through the present, and it has to have 10 or more sales. So in the last 7 days, what cards meet this criteria in the football card market? The number one riser is Brock Purdy's 2022 Optic Base 277 in PSA 10. Pop 1648, sold 11 times in the last 7 days, up $67.98 or up 94.4%. Anthony Richardson's 2023 Prism 343 base PSA 9 sold 18 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price of that card is $20.86, but that's up $6.50, up 41.9%. Caleb Williams, the number one pick in the 2024 NFL draft, his 2022 Bowman Chrome U First Prospects Pink Refractor in PSA 10 sold 10 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $117, but it sold yesterday for $150. So that thing's up 37.7% or up $41.08. Okay, the biggest fallers in the last 7 days in the same category. So 2012 through the present, got to have 10 or more sales, got to be graded, but does not have to be a rookie card. CJ Stroud's 2023 Mosaic NFL debut in PSA 9. It's a pop 1008, sold 11 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $27.15, sold yesterday for $24.54. That's down $19.47, down 44.2%. Will Levis's 2023 Prism 397 base in PSA 10 is only a pop 413. It sold 13 times, though, in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $45.37. Last sale, though, was yesterday, down to $37.67, down $12.83, or 25.4%. Anthony Richardson's 2023 Prism Silver PSA 10. I would love to have this card. It's only a pop 345, sold 11 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $390. Yesterday's sale, though, was only $373, so that's down $97.30 or 20.7%. Puka Nacua's 2023 Prism Base PSA 9 sold 14 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $20.21, down $4.99 or 20%. Today's episode is brought to you by CGC Cards. CGC Cards is the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. Let's take a look at our featured CGC Cards sale. I love this 2022 Donruss Optic Breece Hall Purple Shock Prism rated rookie number 214 sold in CGC 8 on April 29th yesterday for only $4.26 on 6 bids. And I do love this CGC 10 2004 Topps Collection number 350 Eli Manning. Nice Eli Manning card there for a Giants collector, for an Eli Manning PC-er. You can get it right now on eBay for $150 or best offer. Thank you so much for joining us on the weekly football card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. And stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday Sports Card Strategy Show full episodes and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life, and get our new formula-based sports card rankings showing you the top ROI, and use our sports card ROI formula calculator. Again, thanks to our sponsor, CGC Cards. Have a great day.